Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers. Today's topic is something we all deal with, no matter who you are, where we're from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, we all have to face stress. It can come in many forms, whether it's financial, relationships, friendships, workplace, even small decisions such as what are we eating for lunch? Where are we going for dinner? You know, the world's full of so many choices that it actually becomes stressful. So how do you cope with it? What's your coping mechanism? Some people use shopping to cope, but this would be a double-edged sword, wouldn't it be? On one hand, you go to a store, you buy something, you feel great about it, but later you get the credit card bill and you're stressed all over again. So even though I like impulse buying, I really gotta think about it because there's enough stress out there. So another way people cope with this is through a good movie and comfy clothes, or binge-watching a series on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime. Which leads me to my next feature and first recommendation. If you are a fan of The Witcher books or award-winning game, then I highly suggest putting this show on your list. It's on Netflix. It came out December 20th. It stars Henry Cavill, who you might know from movies such as Superman, Mission Impossible, or Hellraiser, and lots more. Well, in this series, he portrays the main character, Geralt of Rivia, a mutated monster hunter who struggles to find his place in a world which often proves more wicked than the beast he hunts. The show is just, again, 8 episodes long, and trust me, it sucks you in to a fantastic world, great characters, and special effects. So if you are a fan of, say, like, Harry Potter or Game of Thrones, just for an example, then give this show a watch and let me know what you think. I've already watched this series a couple times, and each time I see something different, it still pumps me up, and you kind of like just disappear into that world. So another way people cope with stress is through laughter. I know for me, I like watching old slapsticks like Three Stooges, Buster Keaton, Little Rascals, or even go to a live stand-up show. Have you ever been to a live show? Well, I highly recommend that if you live in the Midwest, to check out MadHatterShows.com. They have some of the best, most funny comedians coming to a town near you. Starting February 12th in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, comedy legend Pauly Shore will be at the Time Community Theater. The first show sold out, but there's still tickets left for the second Thursday, February 13th in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can see Pauly at the Badger State Brewing Company. Again, the first show is sold out, but tickets are still available for the second. Friday, February 14th, bring your loved one to the Prairie Street Brewing Company in Rockford, Illinois. Tickets are available for the second show, so come show Pauly some love on Valentine's Day. On Saturday, February 15th in Madison, Wisconsin at the Oakstone Event Center, tickets are available for the second show and going fast. And if you guys can't make that, then finally, on February 16th, Pauly is doing a show in Milwaukee at the Turner Hall Ballroom. So don't miss your chance to see him in a town near you. Again, check out MadHatterShows.com for upcoming shows. You can find upcoming tickets for Roseanne Barr, Saturday Night Live legend Chris Kattan, just to name a few. So these shows are very pocket-friendly. Get your tickets. Now, when I say pocket-friendly, if you were to see these shows, and I'll use Chicago for an example just because I'm closest to it, but if you go to, like, Chicago Theater and see these guys, you're going to pay upwards to a couple $100 easily. But Mad Hatters likes to keep it so it's not going to stress you out, you know, when you pay for that ticket. And for the price of one ticket in downtown Chicago, buy 4 tickets here. And like Pauly's, anywhere from $25 to $40, which is a steal. So check out the site, get your tickets, and if you see me at one of the shows standing by the door or standing by the bar, let me know you heard me on this. Okay, so we talked about shopping, TV, movies, and comedy. But one last way to cope in my eyes is music. For me, I like listening to anything from classical to some rap, and anything in between. This leads me to this week's showcase. I told you I'd bring to the table an artist who you may never have heard of, but I think you should. This week, I bring to you a guy who shreds a guitar so effortlessly and keeps rock alive. So sit back, turn up this volume, and get ready to rock out. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oz Marshall and his song, Dark Mist. Was Oz Marshall. What'd you guys think? I mean, to me, I thought rock has been dead for a couple years. I mean, you still got rock bands like Kiss, Def Leppard, Rolling Stones, Alice Cooper. They're still out there performing, but they're still playing the old stuff, so nothing's new. So, to me, again, rock's dead. But after listening to Oz, this guy lives and breathes rock music. And if you like him, go check out his YouTube page, Guitar Safari. He not only has music videos on there of himself, but he also unboxes like vintage guitars like Les Pauls or 1960s Stratocaster, bass guitars. He lets you hear like the quality of the music from then to now. So again, Oz Marshall, check him out at Guitar Safari. you know, before I leave, every time I give my wife a fact or whatever, or my kid, Jenny, I like to, like, see if they know things, but they always say, don't give me no more useless knowledge. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you guys my little facts, and you tell me if it's useless. Who knows? If you're on Jeopardy or something, maybe you can get one of these questions right. So, fact one. Most American car horns honk in the key of F. I mean, come on, everybody should know this. So if you're standing across from Alex Trebek, you know the answer, thanks to your guy, Scott. So fact two, a pregnant goldfish is called a twit. Not a twat, a twit. Fact three, Coca-Cola was once green. And there you have it, folks. Useless knowledge. I'm not going to fill your head with so many great facts on this show. I'm just going to give you a couple every now and then. So, thanks for sending me all the messages. You may think it's a small gesture, but to me, it's huge. And before I go, I just want to leave you with a little quote, because I like doing that. But this quote has to do with what we've been talking about, stress. And I don't know who first said it, but let me tell you. Life is too short to stress yourself with people who don't even deserve to be an issue in your life. Until next time, friends, have a great one.